Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now I have a very special guest. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kathy Matea.
Thank you very much.
You were born in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yes.
Tell us about your early childhood.
Well, we were kind of typical. I was born in the summer of 1959, so I grew up in the 60s, and everybody knew everybody in our little town, and my hometown was called Cross Lanes. It was named for the stoplight. We wandered the hills and played kickball under the trees after supper in the evenings, and our family all lived pretty close and had all kinds of cousins and aunts and uncles, and, you know, it was a pretty kind of Americana, classic American 60s childhood.
Well, and you were born in 59. I was born in 79, and our birthdays are a week apart. And so 20 years later, I came along, and in 1980s, I just recall your music, hearing your music, and my dad, he just loved Where Have You Been. He loved that song, and I remember the day he turned it on, and Daddy said, listen to this song, listen to this song. He was so intrigued by the story that it told.
Yes, my husband wrote that song along with our friend Don Henry, and we always try to tell people that because he would never have written it, Don not been in the room that day. it was a story that I knew because it's a true story about my husband's grandmother and grandfather and the last words his grandma ever said. And so there's this moment when you're dating someone and you start to get a little more serious and you start to tell each other the really important stories from your life. So I remembered him telling me this story and just bursting into tears at the end of it. And so fast forward quite a few years and we're married and he comes in and plays me this song. And as soon as I hear the first line of the chorus, I know that he's written this into a song, which I think now was just, it's a songwriter's job to take those moments and try to, it's like a camera and try to take a bit of an artistic snapshot to share with other people. But I was terrified for him because I knew that this was a very iconic and important moment in his life. And I thought, man, if people don't get this song, is that going to be painful for you? So it took me a while to get, he was much braver than I was. It took me a while to be able to really hear the song for itself instead of just like, you know, my husband just exposed the most beautiful moment of his life to the world. What if the world doesn't respond, you know? So I was just felt very vulnerable for him.
What kind of guy is he? Because the amazing words that he's put down on paper, along with, as you said, Don Henry, even Susan Longacre, these folks, they're really in tune with some serious issues in life.
Well, I think if you're a songwriter and you want to try to dive into that as deeply as you can, at a certain point it becomes clear that you either make a choice to sort of glean the essence of the important moments in your life and bring those into what your art is, or you decide that that's not what you're going to do and you're going to write from a different point of view for a different reason, maybe to make people feel happy or make people dance. And all of these things are valid to me, but it is one of the things I really love about him, that he doesn't shirk. He kind of presses in, is always curious and always trying to get to the next layer. He's a really funny guy with a super dry sense of humor. So it took me probably 5 years to learn when he was joking and when he wasn't. So he's really smart and very interesting, and his mind works in a completely different way. That's what's kept it interesting for 30-some years.
I've listened to Time Passes By probably more than I should, and every time it brings me to tears, it has an effect on me. And I lost my dad 3 years ago to cancer. And I lost my grandmother who raised me last year in 2018. Mm. She passed away. And as we think about time passing by, and one of the things that when my father passed away, I wondered, what am I doing to make a difference? What am I doing to make an impact in the lives of others? And I had owned a business. I'd been a police officer off and on for 17 years. And something within me said that there's people out there who are struggling, and there are people out there who need somebody to care and need somebody to show that they matter, and that make an impact on these people's lives before Mark White's time is over. That particular song has had a life-changing effect on me just thinking about the message within the song, and time does pass by, and we need to realize we just lost a family in Town Creek, Alabama, in Lawrence County to a tornado on Monday. And so when you think about those situations, and I have a lot of people that I've been a part of their life. We had a young man, Jaden, he passed away earlier this week, and it makes you think about, what can I do? Because all the ambitions, all the goals, all the things that we think about when we're young that we think are important, we really just don't know until we start to see what other people struggle with and the challenges they face, and then realize that the greatest thing I can do in this life is touching others so that they can touch someone else, and generations after we're gone, we've made an impact on many lives.
I have to say, I love what you just said. And to me, the thing about this song is it can be on a grand scale and it can be on a very small scale. Sometimes, you know, you hear a song like Time Passes By and you think, oh, I need to call cousin so-and-so and tell them what they meant to me, or just tell them I love them, or something. Sometimes it's a very small thing that can make a difference. I think for me, it's my job to learn to try to discern how to show up in those kinds of ways. And it's not my business to know how. I don't always get to know what the result is. But if I just hold my intention to try to support and be of service and sort of show up when I can with what I have, and that includes music, then everything else will kind of take care of itself. And it's lovely, you know, when you're making music and stuff, one of the things, the light bulb that came on for me one day was, wow, if I'm lucky and I get to do this for a while, I'm going to have to sing these songs every night. So where do you want to live, Kathy? What do you want to say every night? Because you're going to hear it every night. What do you want to put in the world, and what do you want to stay steeped in? You're going to be steeped in this like a tea bag. So how do you want to spend your time doing this? When I got that aha moment, I just made really sure to do my best to try to find songs that would live for me. And that's one of them. You know, the great songs, they keep living over, they keep rebirthing themselves over and over in these different seasons of your life. That to me is one of the really beautiful things about music.
There's a lot of people who haven't heard your music, and I believe that this is an opportunity for people to hear your music and let it touch them as well.
Well, it is really, you know, my longtime producer, I got to work with this man who's sort of like a sage in Nashville. His name is Alan Reynolds, and he's now best known for producing Garth Brooks' records, all of his records for years. But I found him early on in my career, and we worked together for many years, and he had done Crystal Gale, Don't Let Me Make Me Brown Eyes Blue, and he had done a bunch of work with Don Williams and with Waylon Jennings and all kinds of people. And he used to look at me and say, Kathy, you can get into trends and you can listen to what's on the radio and all that. He said, but really it's the song. If you find a great song and you frame it well and you sing it honestly, it will be timeless. It won't be part of the trend and the things that people are singing about now, but it will last. And one of the great pleasures of getting to do this for this long is that there are people that kind of get drugged to my show by a friend. Oh, I'm going to see so-and-so. I've never heard of her. Well, come on, I'll buy you a ticket. And then they come through at the end, and they're like, I loved it. And, you know, and I get to really see that what my guru, my musical mentor, told me many years ago is true. And I get to have the pleasure of that in small and big ways.
I say that I'm not trying to reach everyone. I'm trying to reach someone. And with your music, I believe it's the same way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I just try to listen for what resonates with me. And I figure, well, if this song means something to me, then it's more likely to mean something to someone else. And if it means something to me, I'm going to sing it that way. And that's what's going to come across to someone else. The rest is out of my hands. My job is just to try to do my best.
I know that you've been recognized in a lot of various ways.
You know, my whole thing about awards was you can't do it for the awards, but there's a certain validation. Well, you know, when you're young and you're kind of pushing and you're striving and you're sort of like, you know, trying to fulfill what you can from the gifts you've been given, there is this moment that if everybody turns around and goes, hey, here's an award. We think you're doing really good, and we're glad you're here. Well, like, there's something in you that, I mean, for a moment, someone looked at me and said, good work. At the same time, it can't be the motivation, because if it doesn't happen, you have to have a compass that's based on something deeper. And it's interesting. I've been doing some teaching. I do a regular thing with the kids from Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I have just started doing regular residency teaching at West Virginia University, where I went. And I looked at these kids. I went to see them in October, and I looked at them, and I said, okay, so do you remember who was female vocalist in the Country Music Awards in 1989, and they all just kind of looked at me with blank faces. I said, yeah, it was me. Nobody cares anymore. That's all good. It's like, that's the thing, you know. It's great. As Robin Williams said one time famously, these things have a half-life, you know, and you have to find the reason. But the thing itself is its own fulfillment. The rest of it is like, okay, that's another little, like, affirmation that I'm on the right track. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in the world. And if other people are responding to it, that's great.
And speaking of doing something, you'll be at the Festival of the Cranes on January the 10th, which is a Friday night at 8 o'clock. And you're going to be performing with Bill Cooley. Tell me about Bill.
This show, Indicator, with Bill, it'll just be Bill and me. And we started doing this a few years ago, just the two of us. We have a band and stuff, and we do touring with the band. But we pared it down to two people. I just got it down to its essence a few years ago, and I'll tell you that story in a minute. But this gig with Bill will be our 30th anniversary playing together. He joined my band in January of 1990 and has been standing by me through all of it ever since. And so a few years ago when I hit menopause, my voice got kind of wonky and I had to find my way through it. This wonderful man sat with me in my living room while I just kind of pushed against the edges of what was going on. I worked with a voice teacher and just he would sing through songs and I would struggle and, you know, we would talk about it and he would tell me what he heard. And the guy who helps me keep things fresh and he teaches me how to play and we work out little parts together. And it is like so beautiful to me because we've played many of these songs so many times together that we play them as like one, like we speed up and slow down together. We know exactly what each other's going to do. And that only comes from time and that I got lucky enough to have a guy land in my world who stays awake in music and cares deeply about music and still leans into it and practices every day and is always thinking about like how we're gonna wake up some old song that we've done for 25 years together. How are we gonna think of it differently? What do we need to do to it? How do we make it different than it's been? And that is a real gift. And you know, that has nothing to do with me, man. That's just my good fortune that happened to me.
I had an opportunity to be at the Princess Theater a couple of weeks ago as we talked about Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge and the Alabama Center for the Arts and the Festival of Cranes that was coming up. One of the key important events, well, Kathy Mattea is coming. And I'm going to tell you, the Princess Theater, it is a wonderful building that dates back well over 100 years. It has a lot of history dating back to the 1800s, but it's a beautiful building and a lot of great work goes on there. They've got Bruce Hornsby coming in April, and I was really amazed. Yes, I was amazed at the talent that they're bringing to the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama, and you're one of those people. I was impressed that they got you to come.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I have this friend who lives in Boulder, and every year, she tells me about this, she and her significant other, her boyfriend, go and camp out for like 4 or 5 days somewhere in Nebraska when the cranes are migrating. And she's told me about this for years. And I didn't know there was an eastern migration as well. So it's really exciting for me to get to. It's so beautiful to me that people are like, this thing happens and it's kind of magic. And we want to build a whole festival around it so that people know. I've been looking at, you know, some of the art projects, the things that go on. And I think that part of what the arts do is they're important because they reflect a community and who they are and what glues them together. To me, what I love about rooms like this that have been preserved by their community that hold the history of a place, where people in the community have been going for, you know, decades and decades and decades, the arts aren't about the big city and going to the big city. That's all great and everything, but the arts live everywhere. And so for me, playing rooms like this in towns like this is an important thing. And so I'm always thrilled to be able to come and do something like this. The other thing about these kind of rooms is that so much of what I sing is based on the lyrics. And so I get to hear the audience and they get to hear me. So it's a bit of a conversation and I know they can hear what I'm trying to say. It's not some big cavern where everything is kind of bouncing around. And it's just always really a sweet thing.
I love that. I'm looking forward to that event. And while we're talking about it, I want people, if they're interested in going and getting tickets, they can go to Princess Theater. That's PRINCESSTHEATRE.org, PrincessTheater.org, and get tickets for that event January 10th. That's a Friday night at 8 o'clock, and it's featuring guitarist Bill Cooley with Kathy Mattea. We're talking to Kathy Mattea right now as we get ready for the Festival of the Cranes taking place January 9th through the 12th in Decatur, Alabama at the Princess Theater. Wonderful event that Kathy's going to be a part of. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Kathy about how she feels she's made a difference throughout her career. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Mickey and Friends, Toy Story Crew, Monsters, Inc., Sesame Street, Princesses and Superheroes. Would you like to have them at your party? Give Lancaster's Storybook Acres a call. 256-577-7965. They do birthday parties, special events, business promotions, you name it. Gravel Rates Woodapaw. That's Lancaster's Storybook Acres.
Whether you are looking for some much-needed relaxation, help with problematic skin, removing unwanted hair, or just to learn how to properly care for your skin, Skincare by Donna is here to help, offering services such as chemical peels, microdermabrasion, and dermaplaning. Skincare by Donna is the place you need to be. Give her a call at 256-497-9716. Located at 905B South Clinton Street in Athens, Alabama. Follow Skincare by Donna on Facebook.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
We're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we're talking to Kathy Matea. Now, Kathy, my show is about difference makers, and it's about people who find ways to make a difference in their communities. And because of the fact that you were successful as an entertainer, you've had opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others. What are some efforts that are important in your life, things that you feel that you've been a voice for?
You know, if you do this for any length of time, you get these opportunities. And I've been involved in everything from AIDS work in the 80s and 90s because I had friends who had died. So I wanted to try to make a difference, to some environmental issues in more recent years. And the thing that I think for me that is more of an answer to your question. You know, there was this moment when I was really struggling in my life. I was just a lot. All four of our parents were dying, basically, and getting older. And so my husband and I were just juggling all these hospital emergency visits and doctor's things and diagnoses and with our parents and our families. And at that time, we got stretched so far that our marriage got shaky. And so all of it felt like it was falling apart at the same time. I remember this dear friend of mine that I respect a lot looked at me during that time and said, I don't know, Kathy, when things are really hard for me, I just try to look for a way to, like, be of service to someone else. And I don't know why, but I was really able to hear that. And so I just started doing that. And it, even in the middle of all of that, suddenly that wasn't all that was going on in my life. And P.S., my marriage is pretty wonderful these days, and we made it through, and I resurrected this marriage a couple of times and had to completely reinvent it and reassess what we wanted, and that's been not always easy, but just a beautiful thing. And so for me, that question, like, how can I be of service today? How can I, like, what is unique about what I have to offer, and what am I not good at, and how can I take what I have and look for ways to really be aware of opportunities to, in small, tiny ways sometimes, to just bring that forth every day. And when I focus on that, it gets bigger. And that becomes the center of my life. But it's my job to stay kind of in that place. And it's so easy to get distracted these days. That's kind of my point of view about all of that.
I agree with you 100%. We look at opportunities, and whether they're big or small, we can make a difference in somebody's life, and it does help us moving forward. You say, well, what's in it for me? But if you have a struggle like losing my grandmother or losing my dad, I've lost my parents and my grandparents are gone, you look and say, what can I do to focus my energy and my time instead of saying, oh, woe is me, getting into depression, getting down on yourself, to look over and say, well, there's Isaac over there, Isaac's best summer ever, and I want to be a part of that effort. And there's Jaden, and I want to be a part of Jaden's life and do what I can to help that little guy as he's struggling with cancer. Or look at these other folks, this gentleman who has kidney dialysis 3 times a day, helping him find a kidney. If I can immerse myself in them, I believe that ultimately it does help us and brings a purpose to our life.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't always have to be big. And for me, also, I will say that sometimes when I show up to do something small, that opens a door to something bigger. But it's not me, you know. It's just like someone shows me a way I can do something else. And that's kind of fun about it, too. It's just sort of, you know, it starts to open up this way of being in the world that is always there, you know. But I just have to remember to look for it.
Right now, I'm thinking that I started a radio show just so I could talk to you, Kathy.
Maybe I started singing just so I could talk to you.
I knew I was going to like you. I've loved your music for years, as I've said, but I just had a feeling I was going to like you as a person as well. Getting the opportunity to talk to you is special to me.
It's beautiful. And, you know, like when you started the interview and you said, you know, I'm 20 years younger than you, and I grew up on your music because my parents liked your music. I can't even tell you, like, that is so, that's the sweetest thing. And for years, I've had multiple generations, families come to the shows, and I've had longtime fans and, you know, watch their parents age and then watch the kids have kids. And then all sometimes I play college campuses, and young people will come up and and they'll either, like, want a picture for their mom and dad, or they'll be like, one kid comes through the autograph line one night, and she looked at me, just before she walked away, she looked at me and she said, all the way to the beach and back every summer, nothing but you. I said, thank you, and I'm so sorry. It's a privilege to be the soundtrack of somebody's life.
I got to meet T. Graham Brown when I was a tortilla factory owner. I made tortilla chips for a while.
Woo!
And T. Graham Brown was at a grocer's event. I went up to him and I told him, I said, I tell you, I've loved your music, T. Graham. And in fifth grade, I said the song "If You Could Only See Me Now" really touched my heart. And I don't know how he took it, because I told him when I was in the fifth grade, you know, here I'm. His song was really deep. You know, it was about alcoholism and overcoming it. Here I am saying, well, there was a girl, you know, in the fifth grade class that I was attracted to, and I was listening to this song, "If You Could Only See Me Now," and it was hitting me in a different way as a fifth grader. So he's kind of like, yeah, okay.
Well, first of all, I love T. Graham Brown. He's such a sweet man. But also, that's the power of music, right? You know, this song gets out with one intention, and then it, you know, it might touch you in a whole different way. And I don't know, there's something kind of magic about that to me.
Kathy, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the air with me, and I do want to send people again to princesstheater.org to get their tickets for this very special acoustic living room event with Kathy Matea and guitarist Bill Cooley on Friday night, January 10th at 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available, and it's at the Princess Theater in downtown Decatur, Alabama.
Tell people, if we do our job right, you'll have at least one good belly laugh during the night, and maybe a tear in your eye at some point. And our goal is to make you feel something.
Well, and I appreciate Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge as well for putting us together. They knew that I wanted to talk to you and have a chance to talk to you about the Festival of the Cranes and this special event that's coming up. And as you said, there's artistry at the Princess Theater, and it does bring out something special in people. So not only the event on Friday night, but all the events that are taking place, and you can find out about those by going to Facebook.com/FOC at Wheeler, or you can go to friendsofwheelerrefuge.com, and they have a full list of the events from January 9th to January 12th. And I do want people to go to the Festival of the Cranes. Last year, we did have an opportunity to go to the Ibex Puppetry, the celebration of flight. Took my daughter. That was wonderful. And that's Jim Henson's daughter.
Oh, I saw pictures of that. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
I have an uncle that was named Edwin, and he was from Texas.
Oh, wow.
Right now, my Aunt Shirley, who's the last of the Hedricks, my granddad raised me, and this was his brother's wife. She is now in assisted living. Shirley and Edwin were amazing people. When I hear that name Edwin, I'm thinking of my Uncle Edwin, too, and now Shirley up there in Dixon, Tennessee, in the assisted living. She doesn't have Edwin anymore. It won't be long before she's no longer with us as well, and she can join Uncle Edwin.
Oh, man, what a beautiful story. It's funny, you know, you hear that. I mean, that's the amazing thing about songs like that, is it has this poignancy for you with your dad, and then all of a sudden life progresses, and here's this other scene playing out later on, and the song resonates with that, too. And to me, that's what happens when writers really dig into real life. They tap into something that, you know, is universal about, and people feel that. For me, you know, it was a song about my husband's grandmother, and then my mother got Alzheimer's and went through the same thing.
Yeah.
And I've just heard so many stories from people about this, about exactly what you're saying, just over and over and over again. And, you know, just to have something like that that you get to sing every night that means that so much to people, it's just a gift.
Kathy, great talking to you. Thank you so much for as much time as you've given me here on the Mark White Show today. I appreciate you and your music and the effect it's had on my life. And I know I speak for many listeners right now as I say thank you for your dedication to this art that you've chosen and the effect that it's had on so many lives today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Mark.
All right, Kathy. Take care. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye. You too.
I'm just not myself when you're away. No, I'm just not myself when you're away.
We're pleased to announce that the 5th annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support.
located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens. Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And right now, I have on the line with me Jordan with Child Trafficking Solutions. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jordan.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Let's talk about Child Trafficking Solutions and some of the activities you've been involved in here recently.
The Child Trafficking Solutions Project is through the Jefferson County Family Court, and it's an initiative of the Family Court to combat child trafficking throughout the Birmingham Metro. But what we've seen is an incredible ripple effect throughout the entire state, specifically with our Trafficking Free Zone initiative. I'm actually heading to Coleman right now for them to sign their Trafficking Free Zone proclamation. So it's a trendy topic, and people want to know what they can do and how they can help. So that's kind of what we're trying to do, is let them know how they can help and get all of the different anti-trafficking organizations together on the same page.
There are children right now, there are young people right now who are being trafficked, and this is the world that they should have never had to experience, but they're right in the middle of it, and people need to realize that these children need to be saved.
Exactly, and what we're actually seeing in Alabama a lot is familial trafficking. We're actually seeing parents having to sell their children for either rent or necessities, or we're seeing spouses selling their spouses, and it really is a pervasive issue. It's not just affecting one community, it's affecting every single community, not just across Alabama, but across the entire nation.
And what has been the solution through Child Trafficking Solutions thus far?
So we partnered with the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking to bring their Trafficking Free Zone program here. And we've had Birmingham, Mountain Brook, Vestavia Hills, and Coleman sign. And it requires those cities to train all of their city staff, including first responders, on human trafficking awareness and prevention. But it also requires them to adopt an HR policy, a zero-tolerance HR policy, for any act that may support human trafficking, aka purchasing sex at work. So we're really raising community awareness and doing a community saturation strategy while also directly combating demand and saying, if you're caught purchasing sex at work, which the statistic is that the most often time that sex is purchased is 2 to 3 p.m., while people are at work, on their work devices, on company time, then we can say and send a message to the demand and the Johns who are actually participating in this, that if you get caught, you're losing your job. We've seen incredible success in this program. Birmingham was actually the largest city in the nation to declare themselves a trafficking-free zone when they did that last week.
Jordan, what is your background and how did you get involved with Child Trafficking Solutions as the Community Engagement Coordinator?
So I've worked in the state legislature since 2015. I've worked for both political parties in both chambers of the House. I actually worked with Representative Marika Coleman to write and helped push through 5 different human trafficking bills last year, try and make a difference locally, because we can pass all of these state mandates that we want, but if we're not raising awareness within the community and heightening the issue at a local level, then it's not going to seem personal and people aren't going to take it seriously. An estimated 2,600 minors for sale in the Birmingham area alone. Commercial sex is a $110 million industry in Birmingham, and that doesn't include child trafficking. That doesn't include revenues from illicit massage parlors or strip clubs. That only includes commercial sex with adults. So it's a massive issue when you're talking a $110 million industry. It's a $220 million industry in Atlanta. So we are about a fourth of the size of Atlanta, but yet we have an issue that's half their size overall. So per capita, we're looking at potentially having more trafficking in Birmingham than Atlanta, which is considered the trafficking capital of the nation.
Well, in Birmingham, of course, like Nashville, is positioned with the interstate in these areas, brings a lot of traffic from around the country, and it's a high traffic area. And unfortunately, while we do have good people coming in, we have an element of bad, and we have to find ways to try to deter that here in our state and the surrounding area as well.
Like you said, Birmingham sits at the epicenter of two of what are called the sex superhighways for the nation, I-65 and I-20. I-20 goes all the way from the Eastern Shore board to the Mexican border, while I-65 goes from the Port of Mobile to the Canadian border. So we are geographically located at the epicenter of those two sex superhighways. And the strip of I-20 from Birmingham to Atlanta is actually the most trafficked strip of intersection or highway in the entire nation. As the FBI starts to really hone in and shut down trafficking in Atlanta, what we've seen is a lot of traffickers just simply move their victims on a circuit, which is what they normally do, trying to meet demand where it's highest, and just move to Birmingham, realizing that the federal presence isn't as large, our law enforcement are not as informed and trained, and the community's not as aware as they are in Atlanta. We're really at a disadvantage in multiple ways. And that's what we're trying to really overcome by going with this top-down strategy where we get the mayors and the city councilors trained as well. So when we're engaging these cities, we're engaging all city staffers, but then sending out the message to the community that the city is taking it seriously, the mayor's taking it seriously, the city councilors are taking it seriously and taking the time to get trained. And if people are interested in getting training, they can go to the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking's website. They've got different trainings for different professions, medical, legal. They really offer a great plethora of training options. You can learn more about that there or through Homeland Security's Blue Campaign. They've got a lot of great information there.
And as you said earlier, you're representing Birmingham and the surrounding area. There are listeners who listen beyond Birmingham. And the way I look at this, Jordan, is when you're talking about what you're doing with child trafficking solutions in the Birmingham area, somebody who's out there right now listening wants to make a difference where they are. I hope that your message influences them to go into their community and make a decision that they're going to take an active role in trying to make a difference. Tell people how they can connect with you and Child Trafficking Solutions.
You can follow us on Facebook, Child Trafficking Solutions Project, or you can email me at jgiddens, J-G-I-D-D-E-N-S .ctsp@gmail.com. And I'm happy to help connect them to the U.S. Institute. We have seen that ripple effect, and although our focus is primarily the Birmingham area, we've had cities from across the state and even in other states in Tennessee reach out and say, we want to become a trafficking-free zone. What can we do to do that? And what else can we do to help? We're really happy to help in any capacity at all. And we're seeing that ripple effect with Coleman signing on. Huntsville is interested. Opelika presented it to their mayor and city council this week. So we're really seeing that it's a trendy topic. People want to know what they can do to help. And they can lobby their local community leaders to make their city a trafficking-free zone, but they can also sign up their business or as an individual do the training through the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking to become a trafficking-free zone.
I know that you've got an event to be at, but I want you to know, Jordan, that the Mark White Show is here to help. You reach out to me as you have things that you want people to be aware of, and let's build this relationship so that we can make a difference together.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Mark. This is an amazing way for us to spread community awareness. Hopefully listeners that don't know what human trafficking is or have heard these different stories of these high-profile kidnappings that might not necessarily be human trafficking related. The signs and symptoms are so much similar that just raising community awareness as a whole is really going to benefit across the board. So I look forward to working with you in the future, and thank you so much for helping us spread our message.
Thank you, and safe travels, Jordan. Good talking to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others.
Hi, I'm Lance Taylor, the Director of Operations at CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications. You and your church need trustworthy resources, so we publish and provide Bible-based materials to help you grow closer to God. Our user-friendly website, truthbooks.com, and our bookstore at 220 South Marion Street in Athens, Alabama, make it easy for you to find all that you need when it comes to Bibles, study resources, and church supplies. Shop with us soon at truthbooks.com or call us at 855-492-6657. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications, taking his hand, helping each other home.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we're featuring Adeline's Legacy of Light and Joy and also Project Sweet Peas, North Alabama. We have Carrie Tyler and Miranda Whaley joining us here on the Make a Difference Minute.
I wanted to do something for Adeline and to continue her legacy, to do something to really honor her. She's always been a light in my life. I wanted to continue that and spread that light and joy to others. So we started Adeline's Legacy of Light and Joy, and it's really just took off. We went to the school and we got the fourth graders involved, and then we've got the Sweet Peas Project involved. I really want to thank you, Carrie, for allowing us to partner with y'all to do this, because it has been so amazing. And I want to thank everybody that has donated and gave and been so generous and really took up time with this. So thank you, Carrie, also for letting us do this.
On tomorrow's Make a Difference Minute, we'll continue this conversation with Carrie Tyler with Project Sweet Peas North Alabama. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Making Friends, Toy Story Crew, Monsters, Inc., Sesame Street, Princesses and Superheroes. Would you like to have them at your party? Give Lancaster's Storybook Acres a call. 256-577-7965. They do birthday parties, special events, business promotions, you name it. Gravel Rates Whittapaw. That's Lancaster's Storybook Acres.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. Today's Make a Difference Minute is a continuation from yesterday's Make a Difference Minute, and we're going to hear from Carrie Tyler with Project Sweet Peas North Alabama.
This is Carrie Tyler with Project Sweet Peas North Alabama. We wanted to thank Miranda for spreading joy to other NICU families this holiday season, and we really appreciate the efforts that they've done. Project Sweet Peas is a national nonprofit run completely by volunteers who, through personal experience, have become passionate about providing support to families in the neonatal ICU and to those who experience pregnancy and infant loss. Project Sweet Peas works as a platform for parents to be able to give back in honor of their children. So that's why it's so important and why we love the relationship with Miranda and Adeline's Light and Joy to spread love and joy throughout the NICU.
You can follow Project Sweet Peas North Alabama on Facebook. You can also go to projectsweetpeas.com/north-Alabama. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. Since I began The Mark White Show, I've been helping young people and their families with special efforts. One of those young people is Jaden Smith. In October 2018, Jaden was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma. His family created the page Jaden's Journey and requested prayers. The Bible verse they used as their mission was Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As I was on a bus traveling to Nashville on Saturday, I found out that Jaden had passed away. Jaden was a fighter, and he was a hero to so many. Even though he is no longer with us, I know that Jaden's journey will continue to encourage and inspire others and make a difference in the lives of others. We see young people day in and day out who are true warriors, and I want families to know that The Mark White Show is here for them. To Jaden's parents, Dwayne and Melissa, to his brothers and sisters and his extended family, you have my deepest condolences. Jaden's journey and legacy lives on. Fly high, Superman. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, I encourage you to share it with me. Send an email to mark.white@wlxonline.com. You can follow the many efforts that I share through social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. As many of you know by now, Justin Chase Godsey, age 35, and Keisha Leanne Cross Godsey, age 34, lost their lives when a tornado went through Lawrence County, Alabama, last night. Their 7-year-old son, Landon, who survived, is currently being treated in Birmingham. First, we want to keep this young man in our prayers as he continues to recover. We want to keep their daughter in our prayers. And we also want to keep the extended family and friends in our prayers as well. Lauren Birch, who's been in contact with Chris Godsey, has put out a request for clothing for Landon. I have with me Lauren Birch.
We're just trying to get some clothes together for the young man and also some Christmas gifts. I've just been in touch with the brother, and I have the okay of getting clothes, socks, undergarments. He wears a size 10-12 pants, a large youth top, and size 5 shoes. Christmas gifts would be great. I'm pretty sure that would brighten his little boy's day up. My name is Lauren Diane Birch on Facebook, and they can look me up. They can go on there, and there's 3 pictures of the things that he wrote out. They can actually contact me on Facebook, and I will meet them, drive wherever I got to go to get it for this family. Also, I work at Dr. Robert Allen's office, and he also said that people can drop things off there. It is on Danville Road. It's 2422 Danville Road, Suite D. And there's also other fundraisers. I've been tagged in one on my Facebook, and it's been made public, too, for decals that they're going to be selling to raise money for the family, and also the Jeep one as well. Prayer is number one.
Again, our condolences to the Cross and Godsey families. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show and the many efforts that we support on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Today's Make a Difference Minute is sponsored by Greens Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on the web at greensdependablehardware.com. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. Greens Dependable Hardware, hometown folks and hometown service. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have youth advocate Neil Fetner with Operation Save Teens.
Operation Save Teens is a free 90-minute educational program focusing on alcohol and drug awareness. Operation Save Teens won the 2006 National Liquor Law Enforcement Program of the Year. Operation Save Teens is sponsored by the Alabama Alcohol Beverage Control Board and the Coosa Valley Resource and Development Council.
Operation Save Teens was designed over two decades ago to memorialize students lost to alcohol and drug-related tragedies. The Operation Save Teens program heavily emphasizes the importance of students making good decisions and choosing the right types of friends. Operation Save Teens covers everything from alcohol, drugs, vaping, bullying, and proper social media use. To get Operation Save Teens to your school, visit us on our Facebook page at Operation Save Teens.
Again, for more information about Operation Save Teens, you can call 256-452-8014 or send an email to operationsaveteens@gmail.com. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Go see my friends Patricia and Stephanie at Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama, located between Morgan City and Arab at 10047 Highway 231. Give them a call at 256-200-1923. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until. That's Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama. Walk-ins are welcome. Give them a call at 256-200-1923. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we're helping the Clark family of Tuscumbia, Alabama. On December 16th, the tornado separated the foundation and ripped the roof off of Timmy and Teresa Clark's home. Thankfully, the family is safe, but their home is going to have to be rebuilt from the ground up. Timmy Clark has been a City of Tuscumbia firefighter for over 23 years. Timmy has saved many lives during his years of service to the people of Tuscumbia. Organizers are asking that every citizen of Tuscumbia and surrounding areas help this local hero. Every donation will go toward rebuilding the Clark's home. Timmy, Teresa, Tori, and Tripp need to know how much Tuscumbia appreciates all the sacrifices they have made over the years while Timmy has served the people of Tuscumbia, and you can help them reach their goal. Go to gofundme.com/MH9UZ-4-the-Clark-family. The Clark family appreciates your support. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out about the various efforts we're involved in. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Ashley Dugan, mother of Bentley Lovejoy.
My name is Ashley Dugan. My son, Bentley, is 7 years old. He suffered from seizures for 2 years. On October the 3rd of 2019, he was diagnosed with SCN1B, which is a brain mutation in his sodium channel, and Brugada syndrome, which is a sudden cardiac death syndrome. They have referred him from Children's in Birmingham to the Mayo for Children in Minnesota, which his insurance doesn't cover in any way. We are asking for all prayers. We appreciate everything and anything that anyone can do. We have a fundraiser program called Bentley's Benefit Program set up in Eclectic, Alabama at the warehouse at 4 p.m. on January the 5th.
If you would like to reach out to Ashley, you can email her at ashleydugan, D-U-G-A-N, the number 6, at gmail.com. You can also give her a call at 334-398-2368. Please add Bentley Lovejoy to your prayers. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the various efforts that we're involved in. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service, I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right.